The Elements of Style by William Strunk Jr. and E.B. White. Books.Kim, free summaries of best-selling books. Download PDF and MP3 versions of the summary from www.books.kim. The latest effective learning methodology has been utilized to construct the summary, ensuring that you can easily retain the key takeaways. The technique involves a great deal of repetition and rephrasing, which have been proven to be highly effective when it comes to information retention. In fact, this is the same approach employed in memorizing poems. Our objective is to not only help you comprehend the most significant concepts, but also enable you to recall and apply them in your daily life. Summary. The Elements of Style by William Strunk Jr. and E.B. White is a classic guide to writing style, usage, and composition that has been in print since 1918. The book provides guidance on how to write effectively and clearly, with an emphasis on the importance of clarity in communication. The book begins with 8 elementary rules of usage which cover topics such as agreement between subject and verb, pronoun reference, use of adjectives and adverbs, parallel construction, formality versus informality in language choice, etc. It then moves into 10 elementary principles of composition which discuss issues such as unity within a sentence or paragraph, omission, orderliness, emphasis, proportion, coordination, subordination, variety, clearness through brevity, the omit needless words rule, strength through simplicity, the make every word tell rule. In addition to these general guidelines for effective writing style and structure, the authors provide specific advice about grammar, including punctuation marks like commas, semicolons, colons, dashes, parentheses, hyphens, quotation marks, brackets, italics, capitalization numbers, spelling abbreviations, foreign words, titles, etc. Finally, the book includes a list of commonly misused words along with their correct usages, as well as examples from literature demonstrating good writing practices. The Elements of Style is an invaluable resource for anyone looking to improve their written communication skills, whether they are students, writers, editors, journalists, or business professionals. Main ideas. Main idea number 1. Omit needless words. Unnecessary words should be removed from sentences to make them more concise and effective. Main idea number 2. Use active voice. Sentences should be written in active voice to make them more direct and engaging. Main idea number 3. Place emphatic words at the end. Placing important words at the end of a sentence will make them stand out and emphasize their importance. Main idea number 4. Use definite, specific, concrete language. Sentences should be written with specific, concrete language to make them more vivid and engaging. Main idea number 5. Be clear. Sentences should be written in a way that is clear and easy to understand. Main idea number 6. Avoid a succession of loose sentences. Sentences should be connected to each other in a logical way to make them more effective. Main idea number 7. Express coordinate ideas in similar form. Ideas that are related should be expressed in a similar form to make them easier to understand. Main idea number 8. Keep related words together. Words that are related should be kept together to make them easier to understand. Main idea number 9. Use parallel form. Sentences should be written in parallel form to make them more effective and easier to understand. Main idea number 10. Use transitions. Transitions should be used to connect sentences and ideas in a logical way. Main idea number 11. Use the correct form of words. Words should be used in their correct form to make them more effective. Main idea number 12. Use correct spelling. Spelling should be correct to make sentences easier to understand. Main idea number 13. Use correct punctuation. Punctuation should be used correctly to make sentences easier to understand. Main idea number 14. Avoid a mixture of styles. Sentences should be written in a consistent style to make them more effective. Main idea number 15. Make the paragraph the unit of composition. Paragraphs should be used to organize ideas and make them easier to understand. Main idea number 16. Use headings and subheadings. Headings and subheadings should be used to organize ideas and make them easier to understand. Main idea number 17. Use emphatic punctuation. Punctuation should be used to emphasize important words and ideas. Main idea number 18. Vary sentence length. Sentences should be varied in length to make them more interesting and engaging. Main idea number 19. Avoid common errors. Common errors should be avoided to make sentences more effective. Main idea number 20. Revise and rewrite. Sentences should be revised and rewritten to make them more effective. Main ideas expanded. Main idea number 1. When writing, it is important to be concise and clear. Omitting needless words can help achieve this goal. By removing any superfluous language, sentences become more direct and powerful. This technique is essential for effective communication. Main idea number 2. Writing in active voice makes sentences more direct and engaging. It emphasizes the subject of the sentence, making it clear who is performing an action. Additionally, using active voice can help to make writing more concise by eliminating unnecessary words. By focusing on the subject of a sentence and avoiding passive constructions, writers can create clearer and more effective prose. Main idea number 3. Placing important words at the end of a sentence can be an effective way to emphasize their importance and draw attention to them. This technique is often used in writing, such as in speeches or persuasive essays, to make sure that key points are not overlooked. It also helps readers remember the main ideas more easily. By placing emphatic words at the end of sentences, writers can ensure that their message is communicated clearly and effectively. Main idea number 4. When writing, it is important to use definite, specific language that conveys a clear message. Instead of using vague words or phrases, writers should strive to be as precise and concrete as possible. This means avoiding abstract concepts and instead focusing on tangible details that can help readers visualize the ideas being presented. For example, rather than saying the house was big, one could say the house had 3 stories and spanned over 5,000 square feet. By providing more detailed descriptions like this, readers will have a better understanding of what is being communicated. Using concrete language also helps make sentences more engaging for readers. Rather than relying on dull phrasing or generic terms, writers should aim to create vivid images in their readers' minds by utilizing descriptive adjectives and verbs. For instance, instead of simply stating he ran, one could say he sprinted across the field with lightning speed. By adding these kinds of specifics into sentences, they become much more interesting for readers. Main idea number 5. The idea expressed in The Elements of Style by William Strunk Jr. and E.B. White is that sentences should be written in a way that is clear and easy to understand. This means avoiding overly complex language, using words with precision, and structuring sentences so they are concise yet still convey the intended meaning. In addition, it's important to use correct grammar and punctuation when writing sentences as this helps ensure clarity for readers. Furthermore, writers should strive to make their writing interesting by varying sentence length and structure while also ensuring that each sentence flows logically from the one before it. Main idea number 6. When writing, it is important to avoid a succession of loose sentences. Loose sentences are those that lack connection and flow between them, making the text difficult to read and understand. To make your writing more effective, ensure that each sentence logically follows from the one before it. This will create a cohesive narrative structure which will be easier for readers to follow. You can also use other techniques such as enclosing paragraphs in HTML tags or using punctuation marks like semicolons or colons to link related ideas together. By doing this, you can help guide your reader through your work and make sure they get the most out of what you have written. Main idea number 7. When expressing related ideas, it is important to use a consistent form. This helps the reader understand the connection between each idea and how they relate to one another. For example, if you are writing in HTML, enclose each paragraph in tags so that readers can easily distinguish between them. Additionally, using similar sentence structures or word choices throughout your text will help create cohesion and make your ideas easier to follow. Main idea number 8. Keeping related words together is an important part of writing effectively. When related words are grouped together, it helps the reader to better understand the meaning and context of what is being said. For example, when discussing a particular topic, all relevant information should be kept in one paragraph or section so that readers can easily follow along with the discussion. Additionally, enclosing paragraphs in HTML tags can help to visually separate them from each other and make them easier to read. This also allows for more efficient navigation through a document as readers can quickly jump between sections without having to scroll through long blocks of text. By keeping related words together and using HTML tags, writers can ensure their work is clear and easy to comprehend for their audience. Main idea number 9. Parallel form can be used to make sentences more effective and easier to understand. It involves using the same grammatical structure for each item in a list, or for two or more ideas that are being compared. For example, instead of saying I like running, swimming, and biking, one could say I like running, swimming, and cycling. This helps create a smoother flow of thought. Using parallel form also applies when writing longer passages. Sentences should have similar structures so that readers can easily follow the logic of an argument or story. Additionally, it is important to use consistent verb tenses throughout a passage. This will help ensure clarity and coherence. Main idea number 10. The idea of using transitions to connect sentences and ideas in a logical way is an important one. Transitions help readers understand the flow of thought from one sentence or paragraph to the next, making it easier for them to follow along. They also provide structure and cohesion within a piece of writing, helping it feel more organized and unified. Transitions can be used in many different ways. For example, they can be used to introduce new topics or ideas, signal changes in direction, emphasize points, draw connections between related concepts, or even just add variety and interest to a text. Additionally, transitions should always match the tone of the writing. For instance, if you're writing something formal, then your transitions should reflect that formality. In conclusion, using transitions effectively is essential for creating clear and cohesive written work. By taking into account both their purpose as well as their tone when selecting which transition words or phrases to use, writers can ensure that their work flows smoothly while still conveying its intended message. Main idea number 11. The idea that words should be used in their correct form to make them more effective is an important one. When we use language correctly, it can help us communicate our thoughts and ideas more clearly and accurately. It also helps us avoid misunderstandings or confusion when communicating with others. Additionally, using the right words can add a level of sophistication to our writing, making it easier for readers to understand what we are trying to say. Using the correct form of words also shows respect for the language itself. By taking care with how we use language, we demonstrate that we value its power and beauty. Furthermore, by using proper grammar and spelling, we show that we have taken time and effort into crafting our message. Ultimately, using words in their correct form is essential if you want your writing to be effective. Not only does it help ensure clarity, but it also adds a level of professionalism which will make your work stand out from the rest. Main idea number 12. The idea of using correct spelling in writing is essential for effective communication. Poorly spelled words can be difficult to understand and may lead to confusion or misinterpretation. Additionally, incorrect spelling can make a piece of writing look unprofessional and sloppy. It is important to take the time to proofread one's work before submitting it, as this will help ensure that all words are spelled correctly. Using correct spelling also helps create an overall sense of clarity in a piece of writing. When readers encounter well-spelled words, they are more likely to focus on the content rather than being distracted by errors in grammar or punctuation. This allows them to better comprehend what is being communicated and increases their engagement with the text. In conclusion, proper spelling plays an important role in successful written communication. Taking the time to check one's work for accuracy not only improves its quality but also ensures that readers have a positive experience when engaging with it. Main idea number 13. Punctuation is an important tool for making written communication easier to understand. It helps readers to identify the structure of a sentence and can even help convey meaning or emotion. For example, using a period at the end of a sentence conveys finality, whereas using an exclamation point adds emphasis. Using punctuation correctly also helps ensure that your writing is clear and concise. Incorrect use of punctuation can lead to confusion or misinterpretation, so it's important to take care when constructing sentences. The Elements of Style by William Strunk Jr. and E.B. White provides helpful guidance on how best to use punctuation in order to make your writing more effective and understandable. Main Idea Number 14. The idea of avoiding a mixture of styles is an important one for effective writing. When sentences are written in a consistent style, they become easier to read and understand. This consistency can be achieved by using the same sentence structure throughout the text, as well as similar word choices and phrasing. Additionally, it's helpful to enclose paragraphs in HTML tags so that readers can easily distinguish between them. Doing this will make your writing more organized and clear, which will help readers comprehend your message better. Main Idea Number 15. Paragraphs are an essential tool for organizing ideas and making them easier to understand. They provide a structure that helps readers follow the flow of thought, allowing them to easily identify main points and supporting details. By enclosing each paragraph in its own set of HTML tags, it is possible to clearly separate one idea from another, creating a visual hierarchy that makes it easy for readers to quickly scan through the text. Using paragraphs also allows writers to emphasize certain points by breaking up their writing into smaller chunks. This can be especially helpful when introducing new topics or transitioning between different sections of a piece. Additionally, using paragraphs can help create more engaging content by providing natural pauses throughout the text which give readers time to reflect on what they have just read. In conclusion, utilizing paragraphs is an effective way of organizing thoughts and improving readability. Not only do they make it easier for readers to comprehend complex ideas, but they also add structure and clarity while helping writers emphasize key points. Main Idea Number 16. H1, The Elements of Style 1. The Elements of Style, written by William Strunk Jr. and E.B. White, is a classic guide to writing that has been used for decades by writers of all levels. The book emphasizes the importance of using headings and subheadings to organize ideas and make them easier to understand. H2 Headings 2. Headings are titles or labels that indicate what the following section will be about. They should be concise yet descriptive enough so readers can quickly identify the topic being discussed in each section. H2 Subheadings 2. Subheadings are smaller titles or labels that further divide sections into subsections based on specific topics within the main heading's subject matter. Subheadings help break up long blocks of text into more manageable chunks while still providing an overview of what each subsection contains. Main Idea Number 17. Punctuation should be used to emphasize important words and ideas. It can help draw attention to a particular point, or create an emotional response in the reader. For example, exclamation points can be used to express excitement or surprise, question marks can indicate confusion or uncertainty, and ellipses can suggest hesitation or trailing off of thought. In addition, punctuation helps clarify meaning by indicating pauses between phrases and sentences. Commas are often used for this purpose, as well as semicolons and colons. Properly placed punctuation also makes it easier for readers to follow along with the flow of your writing. Main Idea Number 18. Varying sentence length is an important part of writing that can help to make your work more engaging and interesting. Short sentences can be used for emphasis, while longer sentences can provide a sense of flow and continuity. By mixing up the lengths of your sentences, you create a rhythm that keeps readers engaged in what you are saying. Using M, The Elements of Styling, William Strunk Jr. and E.B. White suggest enclosing paragraphs in HTML tags as this helps to break up text into manageable chunks which makes it easier for readers to digest information quickly. By varying sentence length within each paragraph, as well as using HTML tags to separate them, you will ensure that your writing is both clear and enjoyable for readers. Main idea number 19. The idea of avoiding common errors is an important one for anyone who wants to write effectively. In The Elements of Style by William Strunk Jr. and E.B. White, the authors emphasize the importance of avoiding common errors in order to make sentences more effective and clear. This includes using proper grammar, punctuation, spelling, and syntax, being consistent with verb tenses, choosing words carefully, and ensuring that each sentence has a subject and a verb. Additionally, it is important to enclose paragraphs in HTML tags when writing for the web so that they are properly formatted on different devices or browsers. By following these guidelines, writers can ensure their work is free from common errors, which will help them communicate their ideas clearly and accurately. Main idea number 20. Revising and rewriting sentences can help make them more effective. According to The Elements of Style by William Strunk Jr. and E.B. White, enclosing paragraphs in HTML tags is one way to improve the clarity of a sentence or passage. When revising, it's important to consider the structure of each sentence as well as its content. Look for ways to make it clearer and more concise while still conveying your intended meaning. Rewriting involves taking what you have written and reworking it into something new that better expresses your ideas. This could involve changing words, rearranging phrases, or even adding or deleting entire sections. By taking the time to revise and rewrite sentences, you can ensure that they are clear, concise, and convey exactly what you want them to say. As we come to the conclusion of this book summary, we would like to express our sincere gratitude for taking the time to read or listen to it. Your feedback means the world to us, so we kindly ask that you rate our summary and share it with others who might benefit from it. Additionally, if you're hungry for more great reads, be sure to check out our website at www.books.kim. Thank you again for your support and happy further readings.